You know, many games are won or lost in the fourth quarter. And during this March Madness, I know there's two halves, but think about it. The last 10 minutes of a game, many games are won or lost. And that's true in our lives as well. You know, we get to this stage, we've lived our life, and we don't want to get into the fourth quarter and really mess up. We want to be able to be prepared for this time, because I think God has prepared these years for opportunity with more resources, wisdom, time, that we can invest in the lives of our family, in our community, reaching people for Christ. I do not believe that God's intention, and I say this kindly, his intention is that we all have a motorhome and spend the last 20 years of our life driving around just seeing things. Now, believe me, that can be fun and that can be good, but that can also wear out after a while and realize there's more to life than doing that. And so we really want to talk about this fourth quarter of life. How is God using you? How is your time being used? Did you prepare well? Maybe not. What would you share with others coming up as a community here of intentional living? How should we be intentional? That's really the question. How should we be intentional when we're in this fourth quarter of life? All right, let's get started here. Jennifer is first in Michigan. Jennifer, are you retired?
Well, it's changed recently. I retired at age 60 because I was blessed to financially be able to do that. And then the last couple of years, I've just been trying to find what God had in mind for me. And I, you know, put more time into church because I had more time, and that was good. But I felt like there was more I was supposed to be doing. And after a lot of thought and prayer, I decided to jump back into work. Started just a month ago, and I am feeling so blessed and so at ease in a way I haven't in years. And I'm working because I want to, and I love my work. I'm a hospice nurse. I feel called to do that. And I'm working through God every day. And I just wanted to share with people, they don't, if they're blessed enough to be able to retire, think about, do they want to, you know?
Yeah.
Is this really what you want to do? And I wanted to travel and do all those things, and I will, and I have, and I'll continue to. I'm working contingent, so I don't have to be committed to, you know, a full-time schedule. So I'm just very blessed.
But, that's good.
It was a tough couple of years. People would ask me, how do you like retirement? And I'd say, not so great.
Yeah, so before you were working because you had to, now you're working because you want to, and a little different mindset,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
I'm just excited every morning when it's a work day, and I just can't wait to get there. I'm early. I stay late. I'm a very motivated care worker.
Yeah, that's good. Listen, you find your passion. You know, one of the callers yesterday talked about it's a heart issue, and I think maybe you've spent your life working, maybe in some things you didn't really enjoy that much, but, you know, it was a career and of what you did, and you'd built momentum, and now you're at a stage where you can really pursue the things that God has want you to do, things that you only dreamed about before. Who knows? Teaching, caring, sharing. Listen, this is a great time in our lives to be able to really use our time to impact people in a positive way for Christ. All right, let me get to Susan, who's in Kansas today. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
Good. Appreciate your call. Fourth quarter, what are you learning? What are you doing?
Well, I consider my fourth quarter being a grandmother. And I am very blessed with five grandkids. Two of them live out of state. But I am very fortunate that I can get to go see them fairly frequently. So one of my visits down there, my daughter, she works out of the house, and of course the husband works, but they have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, and the 7-year-old is on the autism spectrum, so, you know, there's a little bit of extra stuff that goes on, and but it's good stuff, I might add. But anyway, one of my visits when I was down there, okay, let me back up a bit. They go to church on a regular basis, and they're involved that way. But by the time evening comes, you know, by the time they have supper and give them baths and get them wound down, my daughter and her husband are just pretty wiped out.
Yeah.
So saying monthly prayers is just isn't a priority right now in their lives. So anyway, when I go down there, as soon as they get into bed, I will just slip into their bedroom. And for instance, Grayson, the older one, I went in there and he was all cozy and everything. And I said, "Hey, Grayson," I said, "do you want to say a prayer or do you want Grandma to say a prayer?" And he stopped for a minute. He goes, "Grandma, you can say it." So I said this little prayer and I just kind of talked through the day about what happened that day. And so we said amen. So the next night I went in, I said, "So Grayson," I said, "do you want to say the prayer or do you want Grandma to say the prayer?" And he said, "I'll say the prayer, Grandma. I'm sorry, I'm emotional."
That's so what grandmas do. Prayer, so Grandma. Good.
I guess. And I said, "Okay." And so he goes, "Dear God, how are you?" He started out of bed and just talked through the day. It was like, went on and on. What he was thankful for. And my heart was just so filled just being a part of that. So.
And you know what, Susan? It was that small moment that may become a memory for that little guy. The differences we make now, while we're not technically talking about grandparenting, that's really what happens a lot in the fourth quarter, right? I mean, we've got three of our grandkids visiting us right now from Africa. They're here, they're in mission work in West Africa, and they're here visiting. And I got a chance to put two of them to bed last night and pray with them. Same question, me or you? I prayed. All right, thank you, Papa. Appreciate it. special times. And what's amazing when we get in the fourth quarter, we do have more time. We have more generally more time, more resources, not necessarily more strength though, you know, but we have the time. I think we have the experiences that we can invest in the lives of these precious kids coming up and realizing the potential and realizing the world that they're growing up in today, which can be, scary, that we can invest in their lives. That's certainly important. All right, Susan, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Don next in Michigan. What are you learning about the fourth quarter, Don?
I wanted to reach out to your callers and encourage them to look into missions.
How have you done that?
I'm 71. I retired at 68. Our church, Shadow Mountain, David Jeremiah's church in California, has a mission. They started a mission program, a mission outreach program, where we go, take construction teams, and that's where I come in because I do construction. We go in and try to help missionaries through building and then also outreach. My wife is a nurse, so she goes and does nursing. But what I'd want to, I'd like to encourage more people to look into it because you get way more than you ever give.
What have you gotten out of this personally? I know you're bringing glory to God, but how has it benefited you and your wife?
Our hearts. Our hearts and our desire to do more. We feel that we've more or less taken all our life. Now it's time to give it all back.
Yeah.
The Lord has been so good to us that now it's time to help the Lord and give back.
Mm. Good for you. Where was your last place that you served, and what did you do?
Africa. I was there 2.5 months, which is long for their trips. Construction, they had a missionary building they needed to get ready for groups to come in. So we went from just a structure. I went from just a structure because I was there for 2 months before the team came. But everything had to be done. Plumbing, electrical, cabinets, all just tons and tons of stuff. Locks, moving shipping containers. It was endless. Before that, I was in Albania. So I was in Albania a couple of weeks and then flew from Albania to Africa. And they were doing, it was the Christian outreach there for teens. They were building they had shipping containers come in, and we were converting them into dorms and bathrooms. I plan on going back there again this year because they have a lot of finish up work to do.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media. and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Because ultimately, when you think about it, if you take any formula, any of us, you know, you've been through math and calculus and algebra and so on in college or school, you know, when you got a formula like expectations minus reality equals disappointment, the only way you can change the answer here is to change one of these two things. Right? You can either change reality or you can change your expectation. Those are the only two things you can do to deal with disappointment. And sometimes we can't do that. Sometimes we can't change reality. Reality is what it is, but we can change our expectations. And sometimes we need to change reality because the expectations are legitimate. That's an excerpt from the featured lesson this month that we have up there on facing discouragement. What is God's intention when we feel discouraged? You know, there's the little formula we use around here is an expectation, whatever that might be. Might be for your marriage, for your kids. It might even be for God. What expectations do you have? Whenever they're not met, it creates disappointment. And disappointment can lead to discouragement. And God is a God who loves you when you're feeling discouraged and disappointed. He cares for you. And so this lesson is intended to encourage you, help you, direct you, or the ones that you love or know going through discouragement. And I would hope you'd share it with them. All of this is made possible because of the financial support and the prayer support of so many wonderful people here and around the country and around the world who listen to our podcast saying we want to stand with the Ministry of Intentional Living, and we thank you for doing that. Come and join us. Be a part of this important mission and ministry during these critical days. You can do that by calling during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Or go to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, this is Fran from Kansas City, and my comment is I'm a retiree, and I've been asked to volunteer in several instances. I work with the inner city kids in Kansas City. I work with the junior and senior high girls, and they meet at my home. And we have a great time. Sometimes I give a lesson. We mentor each other. Sometimes I have to apologize, which is humbling, but sometimes they see firsthand what it's like, and maybe they learn a lesson how to do it.
This is Paul in Phoenix, Arizona. I retired 3.5 years ago from Arizona State University, and I have been involved with our church ministry of feeding the homeless. In fact, I've been heading it up for the past roughly 15 years. Retirement for me has availed me the opportunity to be able to serve more. We feed 200 people twice a month down at the homeless shelter, and it takes me most of the 2 weeks between to get stores together and make arrangements for serving on the dates that we serve. I'm enjoying my retirement because I'm enjoying serving the Lord, and that's the essence of it.
Hello, my name is Sandy from Lansing, Michigan. I recently retired from Michigan State University. Well, I decided to do all the things that I didn't have time for when I was working. So I started out with volunteering in the heart unit at Sparrow Hospital, encouraging people that were in having family members getting heart surgery. And I just wanted to give back and do something meaningful, something from the heart.
Good for you. You know what? We spend life and so many years doing things that we can continue to do. It just doesn't end. What has God, you know, given you strength to do? There are so many needs in the world today, and the fourth quarter is a good time to give back, isn't it? All right, back to the call. Sherry in New Mexico, appreciate your call. Are you retired?
I am. I'm 67 years old. I am currently recovering from breast cancer. I am now having some heart issues and will be having a pacemaker put in a bit, but I am still running a 501c3 animal rescue, and just in the past 15 years, we've saved just under 1,700 animals.
Good for you. What is that? Obviously, it's helped to the animals, but how has that helped you? What has that made a difference in your life doing that?
Well, the Lord has given me just such a love for animals. It just warms my heart, and it makes me feel so good to be able to making an impact for these animals. So by being able to do that, it just makes me feel fulfilled. It makes me happy. It's not just the hands-on care, but it's helping to raise money for others who would not be able to provide veterinary care for their animals. It involves a variety of things, and every bit of it is fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. You know what? When you find that passion, you can hear in the voices of all of our callers here today, from Sherry and Jennifer and others who've called, a sense of passion, a sense of purpose, a sense of excitement to be able to really do some things at this stage in their life that maybe they couldn't do earlier. And the fact that we live in a time where we're granted a few more extra years, perhaps, to use intentionally is a powerful thing. Wow. All right, if you just joined us, this is Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and I was thinking a couple of weeks ago about the fourth quarter. So many of you who listen are in the fourth quarter of your life, and how did you prepare? It's interesting. We haven't heard a lot about money. That hasn't come up, or it's just been stuff in my heart, things I want to do and how I want to serve. I think that's a great view of this time. All right, let's go to Ann up in or over in Arizona today. What's your fourth quarter story, Ann?
I'm single. I retired about 3 years ago. I was a registered nurse and put in 40 years. I started looking for something to do before I retired, and I actually started it before I retired and have continued. And I was praying about it. I asked God for something that would have an impact on other people and something that would be pleasing to Him. And so He led me to foster care, and I love it. It's the best job I ever had. I started it actually before I retired. It was a lot more complicated then because I was working 12-hour shifts. But now that I'm retired, I have full time to devote to the kids. And it's an opportunity. These kids pretty much are all neglected. And so you can pour lots of love into their lives, and you can pour Jesus into their lives. And it's a great thing. Some of them I had little boys that turned into little preachers, so forth. People would talk to them in the grocery store, and they would set them straight.
We've all been discouraged. Perhaps a relationship didn't pan out, or you didn't get that job you applied for, or maybe your life hasn't gone as you expected.
When people become discouraged, it's usually because they've first been disappointed. Our formula is expectation minus reality equals disappointment, because disappointment always follows something that we expect that doesn't turn into reality.
In Dr. Randy's message, Overcoming Discouragement, he provides you with practical advice for how to not let discouragement get in the way and how to find your strength in Christ. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt, for that reminder. As we're wrapping up this month of March, the first quarter of 2025, I don't know how much I can say thank you. I mean, it's incredible. My wife and I often mention how much we are humbled, and as a ministry, humbled to know that there are folks, there are men and women, single, young, old, those of you who are in business, and some of you retired, that you say, hey, we just want to be a part of helping reach people for Christ. We believe in what the message is, and we want to be a part of it. And by the way, I'm not asking you to do what my wife and I don't do. We give. We give as generously as we can, because in this stage in our life, we want to give back as much as we can to impact other people. And this is one of the ways we do this, in other ways as well, but through this ministry. And I know you probably have other places you're giving to, and that's terrific. But if you're able to think about and join us today in support of intentional living, you're going to make a difference, huge difference. And as we go into this next quarter, joining us with a dollar a day or helping us close the month with a single gift, let me just be bold enough to say we're behind where we need to be, and a $1,000 gift is going to go a long way. A couple people, maybe you and two others who could do that today, would make a huge difference in the ministry. At least pray about it. And then act intentionally if you really feel led to do so, if God leads you to do that. If he doesn't, but if he does, I hope you'll respond. What do? You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, or go anytime to theintentionallife.com and click on donate. And thank you for your support.
We wanted to travel all over in a motorhome and see the country and visit friends and family all over the country. And we were just going to have fun and travel in the RV in the summer and play games like RVers do and have a good time. Well, God had a different thing in mind. He had some friends of ours tell us about a volunteer organization. And you travel all over and you help build and repair churches, campgrounds, schools. You name it.
We both retired. I'm 66 and he's 67. And he spent his years as a master electrician and maintenance supervisor, and he developed a training course for men who are, or women, we do have a woman in the class, who wanted to get into some kind of maintenance work in factories. And in conjunction with our church, we've opened that up to the community.
My wife and I retired after 44 years of pastoring, and then a year later started working for Voice of the Martyrs. And I worked for them for 8.5 years, been to China twice, Thailand, Laos, Seoul, South Korea. We smuggled Bibles into China, and I never dreamed the Lord would give me that opportunity.
A lot of people doing a lot of things, making difference in the fourth quarter. I hope this is encouraging to those of you who are wondering, what do I do at this stage in life? A lot of needs around you. As my dad always said, he used to say to me, Randy, just find a need and fill it and you'll be busy the rest of your life. And that is very true. All right. How about you, Sandra, there in Michigan? What's your fourth quarter looking like?
We're strongly in God, trying to figure out what this life looks like after retirement. And I think we finally have it figured out. We adopted 4 children with special needs, not knowing back then what it would be like. We actually kind of started our own little agency. My son, who's 28, fetal alcohol, and we hire staff for him 24 hours a day, around the clock. And so we have like our own little agency to take care of our children, who all but one need some special assistance and helpers in their homes to make life work for them. It's a fun life. It's a hard life. We're so happy that the good Lord blessed us with 4 children. If our retirement seems a little different than most, it's not anything we're sad about. It keeps us happy and busy, and we have children forever.
Kids keep you young, that's for sure. That's the beauty of grandparenting. They come and they keep you young, and then you can hand them back, right? And that's the way it works. All right, before I run out of time here, let's go to Teresa in Arizona. Are you guys in your fourth quarter?
I am. My husband and I are just retiring, and I'm a little ahead of him, but yeah, and looking forward to it. I mean, I hate that word, retirement.
Yeah, well, what are you looking toward? I mean, what are you talking about for you guys?
Well, it's not really so much about our, you know, dreams and goals as it is really about relationships and sharing the gospel with those, our loved ones and people that around us who don't know the Lord. I mean, that to me is like, no matter what we do or where we are, that's the most important.
So if you're traveling, you're whatever you're doing, you're saying, hey, we're first of all ambassadors of Christ wherever we land, and make that a priority. Yeah, that's critical.
Yeah.
So do you feel like you're well prepared for this next stage?
Probably not as much as we. I don't know. I mean, we're trying to be. We've made our plans and. You know, we make our plans and we count on the Lord to direct us.
Yeah, that's it. Listen, I am amazed yesterday and today, no one has mentioned finance. Nothing's come up about money or, you know, we prepared for it or didn't prepare for it. So I assume many of you just have gotten to this stage and have put the pieces together financially to be able to take care of this time in your life in a productive way, which I think is a reminder to those of you in your second and third quarter. Be thinking about this stage. I really would encourage you, though, not to think of it only in terms of, well, when I get there, then I can find my purpose. But up until that time, I'm not sure what my purpose really is. You know, it was D.L. Moody, who was the founder of the Moody Bible Institute, made the statement that preparation for old age should begin not later than one's teens. A life which is empty of purpose until 65 will not suddenly become filled on retirement. And I think that is very true. The stories that we've heard of people today and yesterday are people who have had in their lives a burning desire in service, caring for people, wanting to live their lives intentionally for Christ in some way or other, and have now gotten to that stage in the fourth quarter where they have the resources and the time to do that. But I don't think it just showed up when they turned 60 or 65. And so wherever you are today, and you might be in the middle of raising the kids and going to work and the stress of the middle years, right? You still have a great purpose. Raising those kids, sharing Christ with those kids, loving those kids, that's a powerful thing to do. All right, I think we got just about 30 seconds left, Deborah, to get you on here. Go right ahead. What's your story for us today?
Well, my husband is already retired. He was a paramedic with the fire department, and they retire after 26 years. And he immediately went back to school and is now a physician assistant. So, but my dream is when he retires again, and possibly before that, he may not retire. We may just use those skills and go on the mission field with the skills that he now has. So he's only 53, so he has a ways.
You do. You are just starting to squeak into the fourth quarter here. Come on, you got years ahead, Lord willing. Hey, this has been fun. Yesterday and today, I love your stories. Tell me one on the online that we didn't get on the air. What have you learned? What is God teaching you in the fourth quarter at 888-888-1717? My name is Dr. Randy Carlson. I'm in the fourth quarter and enjoying sharing with you every day because I want to, not because I have to, but because this is where God's placed me to be a part of your life during this stage. Thank you, Jennifer. She's nowhere near the fourth quarter, by the way. Stephen, however, he's there as well. Hey, we got to run. We'll be back again next time with more Intentional Living. Thank you for your prayers and support. Intentional Living is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.